Peace of Heaven, Father David Matson. What do we know about life after death? Many of you, like me, have heard stories and songs about heaven and life after death since early childhood. We've heard heaven described as a place that has mansions on hilltops, and each of us has one of those. We've heard stories about how we think Uncle Johnny and Aunt Beth are fishing every day. We hear stories about family reunions when we all get over there, when we all get to heaven. What a wonder and grateful time that will be. You ever wonder where over there is? In our gospel passage this morning, the Sadducees are trying to catch Jesus in a trap, and they do not believe in life after death. And that means they do not believe in the resurrection life. That's why they call them sad, you see. Because they were sad, you see. In our gospel passage, what is Jesus not saying and what is he saying? I believe what he is saying here is that the resurrected life is very much different than the way we live our lives on earth today. In this life, we are born. Most of us have families. We age. And most of us choose friends, close friends, and usually partners to live our lives together. We work. We find shelter. And every one of us dies. In contrast, in the afterlife, the resurrection life, there's none of that. Things change. In the afterlife, referred to heaven, our eternal life, there is no death. That means exactly what it says. You cannot die. We cannot die anymore because Jesus says we will all be like angels and referred to after death as children of God, children of the resurrection. That includes all of you of any age. We're called children of God, all of us. Jesus established the fact that the dead are raised and uses the story about Moses and the burning bush to share the message about eternal life. From the burning bush, God calls out to Moses, "Do not come any closer. Take off your shoes. You're on holy ground. I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." Now he is God not of the dead, but of the living. For to him, all of them are alive. Now he is the God of all who are alive, not the dead. From our passage in Luke 20, 27 through 38. In the Bible, we see portals, pictures into eternity, but the portals do not give us that much detail. Most of us have an idea and pictures in our mind of what heaven is like. Who is to say that's wrong? I'm not. We really don't have much to go on about heaven or life after death. That's because heaven, life after death, eternal life, eternity, the afterlife, our eternal home, is a destination. The emphasis in the Bible, listen to this, the emphasis in the Bible writers in the letters of the New Testament, the emphasis is about our journey towards this destination. As Christians, we do not need to fear about things beyond our control. In our sermons for the last couple of weeks, we've been reminded that Jesus has not called us to be insulated from the world. No, he says, "I've come to give them life and to give them life abundantly." But they have to live and make do with things in the world because that's where we live. But we do not have to be bound by things that separate us from God or from each other. Because the flip side of living in this world is that Jesus promises to be with us. Let me say that again. But the flip side, the good part about living in this world is that Jesus promises to be with us. He sends the Holy Spirit to walk with us and to remind us that we are in this world, but we are not of this world. We belong to God, and we're called not only to walk and be led by the Spirit, but to rejoice always. Rejoice always, I say, and again I say rejoice, and to enjoy resurrected life now, a piece of what is to come, or could we say a piece of heaven, a piece of heaven. Amen.